is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2025 Subaru Outback features symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus standard safety features like EyeSight Driver Assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. That's by composer Fela Sowande of Nigeria. A little tune called Joyful Day from the African Suite, in a performance by the Chicago Sinfonietta, conducted by Paul Freeman, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. It's Friday, and that's always a joyful day. Hope to find you in a good mood today. I'm Jeff Watson. As classical music continues throughout the afternoon time, this noon hour is, as it turns out, a bit Hungarian-themed. We've got music of Liszt in just a moment, and a Hungarian Rhapsody for cello and piano by David Popper soon after. A bit later on, hearts will soar when we take in the Concerto Romantique, or the First Violin Concerto, of French composer Benjamin Goddard. All that to enjoy here on a Friday afternoon. Pianistino Yondo and the Budapest Symphony are ready next with, as mentioned, music by Liszt. We're going to listen to a famous fantasy on Hungarian folk melodies. This was created in 1852. It's essentially an orchestration, a very elaborate orchestration, of Liszt's 14th Hungarian Rhapsody for solo piano. Here's the Budapest Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. A fantasy on Hungarian folk tunes, also known as the 14th Hungarian Rhapsody by Franz Liszt, and a performance there by the Budapest Symphony, along with pianist Jeno Yondo. The time is 12:26, and still to come, the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra. We've got a concerto for violin of great beauty, the Concerto Romantique of French composer Benjamin Goddard. That's in just a few minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Manhattan Art Center presenting Legally Blonde, the musical, following Ella Woods as she heads to Harvard Law, running September 12th to 14th and 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org. And Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. A bit more Hungarian-themed music for you now. A piece for cello and piano by the Czech cellist and composer David Popper, a Hungarian Rhapsody in D. Here's cellist Orfer Hanoi with Michael Dussek at piano on Kansas Public Radio. The cellist Orfer Hanoi with pianist Michael Dussek in the Hungarian Rhapsody in D from Czech cellist and composer David Popper here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is just about 12:35, and of course, at the top of the hour, NPR News. We're glad you could join us for classical music on a Friday afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon, from 1 to 4 p.m., it's Classics by Request with Destiny, the fun classical show where you pick the playlist. And on tomorrow's program, we pay tribute to some dear KPR supporters and loved ones with beautiful requests like Pachelbel's Canon and Gabriel's Oboe. It seems that we have many a Beethoven fan as well. There'll be a famous overture and symphony by Ludwig, as well as a request that came all the way from the streets of New York City. Destiny is your host for Classics by Request. Hear that tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. Our next recording is of the Slovak State Philharmonic, and with them is violinist Chloe Hanslip under conductor Kirk Trevor. The music by French composer Benjamin Goddard, a 19th century French composer known today largely for one of his operas by the name of Jocelyn. But he might well be known for the following piece from 1876 that he composed. It's his first violin concerto, which they call the Concerto Romantique. Next on KPR. Violin Concerto No. 1, or the Concerto Romantique, or the Romantic Concerto, French composer Benjamin Goddard, written in 1876. Violinist Chloe Hanslip with the Slovak State Philharmonic, led by Kirk Treffer, here on KPR. Stay with us for NPR News. The next hour brings us music by Copland, Brahms, and much more.
This clock's Sunday evening on KPR 1.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm with the new podcast series, Tech Unheard. Arm CEO Rene Haas talks to tech company leaders who are working to help shape the future of computing. Available on all podcast platforms. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Aaron Copland, leading the London Symphony Orchestra, with music of his own, we heard Down a Country Lane on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and the classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. We're looking forward to cellist Rudolf Serkin, cellist Mstislav Rostropovich, with pianist Rudolf Serkin. They'll be together for Brahms and his first cello sonata, along with dance vignettes later. The BBC National Orchestra of Wales has a few pieces for us by Frank Bridge in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com. Here's the London Philharmonic next. A very famous waltz by Johann Strauss Jr., Kunstleben, or The Artist's Life Waltz, next on KPR. From Johann Strauss Jr., The Artist's Life Waltz, Kunstleben, the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Franz Wessler Most, the conductor, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:18. Thanks for being with us for the classical world on the Friday afternoon in the second half of the hour. Coming up, we've got the BBC National Orchestra of Wales with a few dance vignettes or orchestral episodes from Frank Bridge. That and much more. Classical music continues until 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Friday, October 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com. Here on the KU campus, we have got 74 degrees. High of 80 for today. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 62. We have a slight chance of showers for this evening and overnight, and a 40% chance of showers for tomorrow morning. Saturday's high should be in the mid-70s. In our next recording, we're with the great cellist Mstislav Rostropovich, along with pianist Rudolf Serkin, and the music will be by Brahms. He completed this one in 1865. It's an homage to Bach. His first cello sonata in E minor. That's next on Kansas Public Radio. Music from Brahms and his first cello sonata in E minor, played this afternoon by cellist Mstislav Rostropovich and pianist Rudolf Serkin on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:47, and at the top of the hour, NPR News. We're enjoying classical music until 3 p.m., and then, tonight, after all things considered, it's Friday, and you know what that means. Film Music Friday, with Daryl Brogdon. On tonight's program, Space Aliens Attack, we've got music from The Thing, War of the Worlds, Alien, Mars Attacks, and more. Daryl Brogdon has Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from KJHK, hosting their fall membership drive now through Sunday. Information on how to support KJHK is available at kjhk.org. Time for one more performance for the 1 p.m. hour, brought to us by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and composer Frank Bridge, Dance Vignettes for Orchestra on KPR. Dance Vignettes by English composer Frank Bridge with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales on Kansas Public Radio. Just about time for NPR News, followed by more classical music in the next hour. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs. Details at prairiepaws.org.
Immigration crackdown has...
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their client's best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Northern Symphonia of England with Air and Dance for Strings, composed by Frederick Delius. Richard Hickox led the Northern Symphonia here on Kansas Public Radio, as we're off and running on one more hour of classical music on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and happy to be back with you for the Lafayette String Quartet and their rendition of Rebecca Clark's String Quartet poem. Not to mention something quite carefree and joyful from Stravinsky. We'll hear Jeu de Cartes, or The Game of Cards, a ballet in three hands, so to speak, the Philharmonia Orchestra, with that performance in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley, activities for the whole family. October 4th and 5th. Details are at CawValleyFarmTour.com. We proceed now with members of Musica Antiqua Cologne, and picture this. The year is 1722, and you find yourself walking down the cool and stately streets of the city of Dresden one morning. Suddenly, the sound of shattering glass can be heard, and you turn around and look and see, to your amazement, a man has hurled himself through a window from an upper-story building, wiping out on the street below. He's still alive, but clearly badly hurt. You've just made the acquaintance of the Italian composer Francesco Maria Veracini, who was born in Florence to a musical family. He was a great violinist whose performances took him all across Europe, and he eventually wound up in the employ of a Prussian aristocrat who liked to collect Italian musicians for his court. He was said to be a man of intense and mercurial moods, leading to the window incident, along with several others of that kind in his eccentric life. We'll listen to some of his concert music, a overture in the key of B-flat major, Here's Reinhard Goebel and Musica Antiqua Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. A concert overture. The fifth in B-flat major by the Italian violinist, composer, and noted eccentric of the Baroque time, Francesco Maria Veracini. Reinhard Goebel and the members of Musica Antiqua Cologne with a performance on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:26. The Philharmonia Orchestra with us in about 10 minutes' time with Jeu de Cartes, or Stravinsky's Card Game Ballet. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And Theodore Lawrence presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through the 21st and 25th through the 28th. Details at theodorelawrence.com. Here's the Lafayette String Quartet, the music by Rebecca Clark. She was a British viola virtuoso of the early 20th century. This is her poem for String Quartet on KPR. The poem for String Quartet from Rebecca Clark with the Lafayette String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. For those of you who are very into chamber music, you might want to know about the concert coming up, put on by the Friends of Chamber Music in Kansas City, celebrating their 50th anniversary season. They'll have a concert at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, September 27th, 7 p.m., with chamber music from the likes of Haydn, Schumann, and Mendelssohn. The Friends of Chamber Music 50th Anniversary Concert, Saturday, September 27th, 7 p.m. at the Kauffman Center. Find out more at chambermusic.org. It's 2:36 at 3 p.m. It'll be time for All Things Considered. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. We have the Philharmonia Orchestra ready next, and something that Igor Stravinsky wrote in 1936. A little bit before that, he wanted to put on something for the American Ballet Theater and had this idea about a ballet in which the dancers would come out dressed as playing cards to perform against a green backdrop. He called it Jeu de Cartes, or Game of Cards, a ballet in three hands, so to speak. Here's Asa-Pekka Salonen leading the Philharmonia on KPR. Jeu de Cartes, Stravinsky's Card Game Ballet on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Friday afternoon. Support for All Things Considered next on KPR comes from the University of Kansas. Creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU Channel 11, local public television.
They're very simple.